Prologue: The Smell of Freedom, 1965. She had never seen a sky so blue. Well, aqua, really. Like in those old National Geographic magazines in the nun's library, where the African savage is bathed in the unmolested island lagoon and the sun. The sun, a glaucoma orangish hue, was hiding behind a cloud shaped like a wounded elephant with only a splash of pink trailing behind it, just to let her know it was there. Mary swallowed hard and inhaled the Kentucky dirt filling her wide nostrils. It burned. The smell of freedom. Address: House of Corrections.
Where the bus?
Mary eyed the blistered face guard eyeballing her ass from the other side of the barbed wire fence.
One left about 10 minutes ago. Another one should be making its way around here about noon.
That motherfucker. Still screwing her and trying to keep her on her back. Mary wondered the exact time, but wasn't about to give him the satisfaction of asking. Besides, the look of her old sharecropping friend, the sun where it halfway hung in the sky, and growl of her empty stomach told her the time for breakfast had come and gone. Even with her bad legs, she could make it into town to hustle up something to eat before the next bus came.
Where you going, gal? Huh? Town's the other way.
Angry, Mary picked up her pace, fire slowly creeping into the bones of her legs and the hole in her left shoe, exposing her flat foot to the hot country road with each step. If only his fat cracker ass would just leave the gate. Then she could turn around and go the right way. But Mary knew better. She knew that stinking piece of white trash would just stand there out of spite and watch her go nowhere fast. Next on Address, House of Correction.
Where we going?
We ain't going nowhere.
Oh, you going to town. Mama said we ain't supposed to go to town.
You gotta do everything Mama say.
No, but she said we ain't
supposed... Well, go on home then, Mama boy. Go on ahead under her skirt and let me alone.